So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right, so I want to switch to Lions and Ravens. And this is really, really, really exciting because they haven't been 6-1 since 1956. I did not stutter.
It was Wojo's graduation year, wasn't it?
Probably. Sounds about right. Or the last time he wrote something critical about U of M. So listen, let me do this. I think there are two declarative statements I can make about this game. One of them is this. If you go on the road and get to 6-1, you will have gone to Kansas City, to Lambeau, to Tampa, and then to Baltimore and swept the board. 4-4 on the road. That is exceedingly difficult. If you win this game, you will move to 6-1. No matter what happens across the league, you will be tied for the league's best record, and then you get to dunk on the Raiders on a long week and go to 7-1. If you win this game, you are absolutely a true Super Bowl contender. Declarative statement one. If you win this game, you are San Francisco, you are Philadelphia. You are a true Super Bowl candidate out of the NFC. Declarative statement two. You're not winning this game Sunday. This is the end of the road for the good times. You're still damn good, but you got to be an absolute wagon to go on the road to Baltimore, to keep doing this, to go 4-4 on the road, to just keep the vibes going. It's hard, man. Teams don't go 16-1. You can be elite, but you don't win every week. Evidence, Rico's team lost to PJ Walker last week. Bleep happens. So I feel like this is kind of one of those league games. You don't have the heartbeat of your team in David Montgomery. We're going to get Gibbs back. Let's see what that's worth. But you're going to take on a Baltimore team that analytically speaking is top five in offense and top five in defense. I just think it is kind of one of those games where you go, you know what? We're still a hell of a good team. But in order to win this game, you got to be Super Bowl good. And I'm not ready to go there yet. Which declarative statement do you buy more? That if you win, you are absolutely a Super Bowl team. Or, despite as good as I think the team is, they're not winning Sunday.
I vote yes on prop one and no on prop two.
Be careful with that.
And Mike, we talked about this earlier. I've been a guy, like most fans this season, that I watch this team keep winning. I watch, you know, Jared Goff keep having great games. And I always keep saying to myself, oh, I just got to see it one more time. Oh, I got to see it against Baltimore. Oh, I got to see Goff do it again on the road. Oh, I got to see this happen again, right? Just one more time. I want to see it one more time. I'm at the point now, I don't need to see anything anymore. I already think this team is a legit Super Bowl contender. With that being said, I don't think this is an easy. This is certainly not an easy game. This is going to be the first probably true road game this team has faced. Arrowhead's a tough place to play, but when you look up and there's 15,000 Lions fans makes you feel a little bit better. When you go to Tampa and it's probably 50-50 Lions fans, makes you feel a little bit better. Baltimore is one of those places that it's intense. It is hostile. You feel like you're truly going into enemy territory. I would assume there's still going to be a good amount of traveling fans at this game, but it's not going to be anything like what we saw in Green Bay, and certainly not Tampa Bay. So I do think it's going to be a tough game. But I've seen enough from this team. I've seen enough from this defense. I've seen enough from Jared Goff this year consistently to say, this is a good football team, and if you're the good football team that I think you are, this is a game you find a way to win. Because I look at Baltimore and I say, they're a good football team too. They've got athletes all over the place. We know Lamar Jackson is an incredible athlete, but they have flaws. You know, I don't look at it, this as going into some powerhouse team. It's certainly going to be a tough game, but I expect them to win this game. And I think I'm done with the, oh, I need to see it again. Oh, I need to see it against Baltimore. Oh, I need to see it one more time. I'm done with that. I've seen enough to where I believe that this team, when they play the style of football they've played for the first 6 weeks, they can beat anybody. And I haven't seen anything outside of maybe a couple injuries here and there. I think Montgomery's certainly going to hurt you, but I haven't seen anything from this team so far that has been concerning to me to say, that's not sustainable. You got lucky. You know, we can't keep that up.
No, I haven't seen it from this team. I'm talking about, Enrico, I'll get out of your way here. It's just, TJ, you know how hard it is to win your first four road games of the year.
Absolutely.
Do it in tough places. I feel like things have been going so well that I'm just accustomed in the NFL to, all right, you know what? Bloom's going to be off the rose that week. It's not me. Believe me, I've been Mr. Positive about the team.
Yeah.
They win this game, I'd be infinitely impressed.
Yeah, and it's going to happen eventually. I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to lay a dud. I know that. I just don't feel like it's going to be this week.
See, I don't look at it as this team is, you know, I do think that Baltimore is probably going to end up winning this game. I would feel better if the game was here, but it's not. But it's nothing against this team. I just feel like, kind of like what Mike said, it's hard to just keep winning week after week after week. The injuries, though they're not significant, are just starting to pile up, and you may end up losing a game. Now, like I said, for me, it was split one of those two games either last week or this week. You got last week's game. If you lose this week, you're still on pace, man, to go 13-4. Like, it's not going to derail your season whatsoever. But I do just kind of feel like in the NFL, man, there's just that game where, yeah, you just, you know what? You just don't have it. Like, everything just caught up to you. Fortunately, you get the Raiders and a bye week, which I just consider you get two bye weeks after this game. But I do think that the biggest thing that this team has had problems with has always been a mobile QB. The guy that can extend plays. And even in Kansas City, they beat them. But the game was a lot closer because Mahomes was able to extend plays, to move around, to move the pocket, and just to make things difficult. That even when your defense is doing their job, nobody's accounting for that quarterback. Now, Lamar is a little faster and a little different than Patrick Mahomes. That's the only thing that bothers me. I don't think that it's a coincidence that, you know, when you look back, that Geno Smith and the Seahawks have been a problem for the Lions. Geno can move the ball. He'll move around. He'll extend plays. That's been the one bugaboo for this defense, is that mobile QB.
Yeah, and I think I felt how you do now. I felt that way last week. I felt, oh, man, Tampa, you know, the Heat, I mean, good defense, right? Maybe this is the week that, hey, we kind of get put, brought back to earth a little bit, right, and have to regroup. Clearly, I was wrong about that. I think it was Baltimore, though. Like, the situational football that they've been playing on defense has been incredibly good on third down, getting off the field. Even last week against Tampa, hey, let them march into the red zone. Don't care. Hold them to 3 points, right? We're going to win games that way. We've got an offense good enough to win games. You look at Baltimore and you say, they're going to have their plays. Lamar's going to have probably a 30-yard scramble on a big third down. They're going to hit an explosive play probably to Zay Flowers or Mark Andrews down the field. But when they get in the red zone, keep them out of the end zone, right? And I think this team has been doing that against pretty good offenses and pretty good other, you know, last week, Mike Evans, Chris Kyle, those are pretty two good red zone threats, right? And you limit those guys to two field goals. I just think that I've got confidence in them being able to do that again. I don't care how many yards Lamar runs for, how many he throws for, as long as you keep him out of the end zone, that's all I care about. And that's what this team has been doing. And I just think the confidence on the offensive side of the ball, I'll admit, I was one of those guys like Jim Costa, where I'm looking at Jared Goff, and I'm saying, you know, he's good quarterback. This guy's playing incredible football right now. And the confidence level that he has, the throws that he's making that we didn't see him make in the past, right? Last year was just, man, you got one-on-one, pull the trigger, right? Wasn't doing it. This year, I mean, he's playing with so much confidence. He trusts the guys. He trusts his receivers. We saw it last week with J-Mo. Drop, right, on the beautiful 20-yard comeback on the route. Probably a little bit underthrown. Should have made the catch, right? No worries. Go right back to you. Two plays later, bam, 45-yard touchdown.
Right.
Like, he's playing at a different level right now that I think just gives me that confidence that you can go toe-to-toe with anybody. Now, I think you kind of mentioned it. Kind of had a rough patch with injuries lately. This is going to be a physical-ass football game. I mean, it always is when you play these AFC North, whether it's Cleveland, Pittsburgh, now Baltimore, Cincinnati's. It's a physical football game. Probably going to get beat up again. But I just think they have the complete team to go out there, handle adversity, don't care who's in our way. We got one job to do. We came here for a reason. Let's get out there, get the job done, get the hell out of here. Like, it's just a different feel around this football team. And like I said, I'm done with the, we'll see. I don't know. Like, I know that they're not going to win every game on their schedule left.
Close. But
this is a good football team that you've got a damn good chance to go do it again this week.
Like I said, now you win this game, I'm handing out the this game, BOGO happens, you got the Raiders. I'm throwing in that Raiders win already if you win.
Yeah, and I heard you talking earlier, Mike, you know, who are you more excited to watch, the rivalry game tomorrow, the Lions? It's the Lions because
right. Who'd, for me, but I'm a State fan.
Well, and you'd be more excited, I think, if Michigan State won.
Or had a coach.
Stay on track.
I'm sorry.
But I think we'd all be absolutely thrilled if the Lions pulled this one out, right? Because that would just kind of legitimize what we think about this team. I already think I'm there. I think you guys need to see it one more time.
No. I don't.
But to say, and if they win this right now, I'm the Super Bowl. Like, I'm already there.
You have to understand. I said at the beginning of the week, you're on pace to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Win or lose with this game, you're on pace.
Whereas I said, the two seed is still the ceiling for me.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, no.
Rico and I talked about it last week in a joking manner. Like, could you imagine?
Oh, David. I broke out joking.
David's yelling at us. Everybody shut up. See?
David.
David has to feel important. We'll continue momentarily.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home.
Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.